When I left home, I applied for funds to buy a typewriter from a charitable bequest. That first typewriter was a portable Orange Olivetti. I was training to be a secretary and spent much of the course terrified of the huge electric typewriters. The writer in me enjoyed the sling and ring of the carriage return, the sound of writing advancing, I suppose. Nevertheless, I was a clumsy typist and unsuited to business. I cried at night for books and left the course. During my literature degree, I bought an electric typewriter that was lighter on the hands, though errors were still difficult to correct. Then the joy of an Amstrad with its green light and concertina paper, stripping off perforated edges and pulling the paper apart, gave a cathartic sense of completion before I ran to the post with my pages stashed in an A4 envelope. I said a grateful farewell to tangled typewriter ribbons, sticky keys, and smudged carbon copies. Losing my fear of errors reduced the errors. My work began to flow. The next innovations were word processors attached to printers, whose keys clacked away without the need for fingers. I could be playing with the children downstairs and hear the comforting sound of the invisible typist upstairs, tapping out previous hours of work on paper. These days I use a laptop with an extra keyboard for comfort. I type at speed, though that speed doesn't make real writing quicker. Truman Capote reputedly said of Kerouac's On the Road, "That's not writing, it's typing." And fear of typing, not writing, drives me back to a fountain pen for early drafts. No emails throw themselves in front of my open notebooks. No officious computer predicts my words and inserts them against my will, interrupting the flow. Disconcertingly, memory frequently changes shape. First there were folders of paper, then square floppy disks, then round CDs, extra disk drives, and now tiny memory sticks that are easily lost. My laptops don't last long. On my latest, there's no CD drive. Next time, will there be no port for a memory stick or extra disk drive? Will I be forced to rent online storage? And then will someone else have control over my writing, charge me to access my rough drafts, ban the content, or set up an algorithm to judge my work? The opportunities for censorship and exploitation are vast. My ideal laptop would employ all the Word features and provide plentiful ports for memory sticks, as well as internal storage, and have no internet access. I wish we could separate the internet from the writing process and upload elsewhere only when ready to send out. In an echo of my first typewriter, my orange fountain pen is currently my favourite bit of tech, but I worry about slowing the process when there's so little time left to produce the work that matters to me.